Today's Thursday, December 27, 2018, and this is Life Words Day by Day. Hey, I'm glad you're with us today. Here's your life word, Matthew 2, 11 through 12. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed in their own country another way. It's 2 days after Christmas, and for most folks, the Christmas season has come and gone. Now it's just a matter of celebrating New Year's and counting the days. We got to go back to work or school. But in the biblical account of the birth of Jesus, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, man, they were just the beginning of the story. And if you read Matthew's account, you'll soon see that Jesus' birth went from being a blessed event to becoming a threat to the establishment really quickly. When the three wise men came to see Jesus, it was probably 2 years after his birth. They'd seen his star. They'd made this long trek to honor him. On the way, they'd encountered King Herod. Herod had heard about this new king born in Bethlehem, and no doubt it disturbed him that the wise men were going to all this trouble to worship him. So he told these wise guys, "When you find this young child, let me know. I want to worship him too." But as we see in Matthew chapter 2, that was nothing but a lie. Joseph, he's already escaped with his young family to Egypt to avoid Herod's wrath. The wise men, they refused to report to Herod the miracle they'd just seen. And Herod, he summarily orders the massacre of all the baby boys in Bethlehem under 2 years of age. Man, can you imagine that? All of this heartache to try to exterminate the boy Jesus. You know, the heart of man hadn't changed much since the day of Herod. Man would still rather have control of the throne of his life and not acknowledge the lordship of Jesus. So he does all he can to remove God from his consciousness and his life. He gives it his best shot to dethrone Jesus Christ. But eventually, we all come to the end of ourselves and we realize that we're longing for something, someone who's bigger than we are, for a life with meaning beyond this material existence. And when we bow to the fact that Jesus truly is who he claimed to be, the Messiah, the King of Kings, we find real life. We find a reason to live. Maybe you've been running from God for a long time. Take it from a king named Herod. You can go to a lot of extremes, but you'll never outrun Jesus Christ. He's the thing, the one that your heart's been searching for all this time. And if you'll bow to him, he'll make your life worth living. When you pray today, please remember to pray for BMA Missions Director of International Missions, Eric Johnson, and his wife, Kelly, and their children. Eric directs the church planting movement of BMA America outside the borders of the United States. Pray for success and safety as he travels the world working with BMA church planters. And please pray for the success of LifeWord's Armenian broadcast, will you please? That can be heard in the country of Armenia. From the LifeWord team worldwide, broadcasting in 43 languages to 121 countries and to a potential audience of one-fourth of the world, we pray that you'll walk with Jesus day by day.